Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about architectures. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, have you ever been forced to implement an architecture that you didn't agree with or thought was bad? Oh yes, many times, several times, I would say. And I'm a smug bastard as well, because every time we have done something like that, it's always turned out shittily. But as I've said before, guys, the reality is that you don't... It's not really a question of if you can... If you know that you have a better idea, and you can... make it prove that you have a better idea, that doesn't really matter if the people who are making the decision are not going to hear you out, have their own idea of how to do things, because everybody thinks that they have the right idea, guys. Always. No one who ever like did something that, well, most likely at the very least, unless it's like malicious, which it's usually not. It's usually a matter of stupidity, ignorance, all of these things that I usually like to refer to, because I generally believe that most people are good at heart, and most of the time it's not maliciousness that make people do a lot of some of the stuff that they do. It has to do with more benign things that are still very frustrating, very, very frustrating, but often when I find myself having like a argument with someone, it has to do with differences of opinion, or that someone is less informed than somebody else, and then we clash over these sorts of things. And this is an example of how I've been in many clashes around this. It's my favorite thing to clash on. It's the thing that I clash the most with someone, because the problem with architecture is that if you do it wrong, it's gonna work pretty shittily, but very few people know how to do it right. And the people who know how to do it right can't really do anything. This is, I think, the closest thing I will ever get to understanding the frustration of a designer or someone like that, where it's very difficult to define how you're going to present something that is very abstract to someone and make them understand that this is the way forward, if that makes sense. Because you're basically trying to convince someone that the idea that you have, which is this abstract thing which is very difficult to measure, and for some people are thinking this in this abstract way, is actually very difficult. And when you deal with people who have a hard time thinking abstractly, it's very hard to make a concrete argument. Like, it's always, this is why we call being data-driven to be such a good thing, because if you just can point at the numbers, then you have something tangible that you can prove to people. But just as with a designer is trying to convince someone to invest in a certain design, it's very difficult for you to make a strong argument. If someone doesn't like your design or says that they feel differently, it's just your word against theirs. And that always ends up with how likely are they to listen to you. And I've been in this situation many times, and in some cases it's been funny, because I mean, I remember a few times where the most telling times I've had like really strong arguments with someone over their decision in architecture, and that's basically been down to that they have never built something like this, I have, but they're still convinced that their way of doing things is the right way. And the reason why they think that their way is the right way and they wouldn't hear me out was because they both, of course, thought about it as well. And in this case, they didn't like me very much. And then anything I have to say is pretty much going to fail. Because if you have that emotional component, it's very difficult for you to break through that when you're dealing with a person who has a... who has a stigma or some like something that motivates us to like that gives them emotional reason to not hear you out, if that makes sense. And when these things happen, and guys, this is going to happen many times. I've had this discussion with both everything from like the CTO of the company down to like the junior level software developers. If people have a very strong opinion on an architecture that they want to go with, you're not going to convince them that they're wrong. They have to see it. They have to see it to believe it. And here's the kicker. Even if it fails, they might not understand that this is not going so well because it's working good enough. It's similar to how if someone has been riding a tractor their entire life and they compare, or rather like say a bicycle or something like that, you're riding a bicycle and then someone comes up with an architecture that is going to give you a tractor, and you're trying to convince them that there is actually a way for you to get like a race car or something like that, something's going to go even faster, and they don't believe you, then they're still going to be happy because now they're riding a tractor, and that's a massive improvement over like riding a tricycle or like a unicycle or whatever, like something much slower, like because they in their high it's like a local optimum, right? They have improved the situation from what it was, but they lack the understanding that their improvement is nothing in comparison to what it could have been. And that's where it gets really tough. This is the optimization part of a lot of engineers, where you might have a situation where you know how to make something peak performant, but the people you're dealing with don't care about peak performance. And in some cases, it's not important to have peak performance, but these are the sorts of like arguments that you will often have. And it's really down to how, like, I've always found that as the way, at least, some things when you want to optimize for something are worth optimizing for. Because the cost rate value ratio is in your favor. But sometimes, like when you have like bad architectural decisions, it's really down to the ignorance or incompetence of the people making the architecture. And so when I have these sorts of disagreements with people, I sort of like I used to fight for these sorts of things a little bit, but I've realized, as I said, I've realized that it's not worth fighting for. It really isn't. At the end of the day, it's not worth fighting for, unless I am the manager or like the person in charge of delivering on this thing. And this is, I actually have found a way to deal with this, I think, in a healthier way, which finally brings back the thing that I want from my managers, and that is accountability. If you're going to put me in a situation where, because it happens all the time, which is, I think, convenient in a way, which I try to tell my software developers as well, don't stick your neck out and have a strong opinion on these sorts of things if your manager isn't going to stick their neck out with you. Because it can only damage you, and it takes all the responsibility away from your managers and so forth on basically having your back or like backing you up on something. So what I usually do these days is that I make my case, I explain to people like, right, this architecture, I don't believe that it's going to work. I suggest that we do this and that instead. And then I make concrete arguments as to why I believe that. And instead of escalating the thing and like having like an emotional discussion about it, I basically ask my manager, okay, we are at an impasse here. Which way are we going to do and go? And I always think it's hilarious when these sorts of things happen, because usually the manager is like, they have no way of figuring this out. Like, there's no way. And then you just make a decision and then you move on, because if you could convince the person who is supposed like who is suggesting an alternative implementation, I mean, it doesn't have to be at like a system level architect's thing, it can be also at the code level, just bring in someone. Like, really just do that. Like, you can, that's why I tell people, try to have three people or like something like that, like so you can have an arbiter or someone who'd like make it a democracy. Because you can't. It's like asking someone to believe in an ideology. If they are convinced that their architecture is the right way to go, nothing you say will change their mind. Usually, it's very difficult to change people's idea of something when they're not they're not open to those sorts of discussions. And that can happen all the way up to the CTO level, and it can be all the way down at I've had discussions with junior level software developers where I'm not ashamed to lie, to say that I truly wished to inflict horrible violence upon them emotionally, at the very least, after sitting in like countless meetings with them over a single pull request, and nothing said helped. And I even applied this, as I said, like we were two against one, and they still fought us on it. And I said, yeah, I understand that you don't agree here, but it's two against one. It's a democracy. Move on with your life. So what I want you to take away from this is that, yes, I've been forced to implement an architecture that I didn't agree with or thought was bad more than once. And usually, it's turned out that I haven't like had it right. And that's why I say to people, try to be humble, because it might be that you're not fully grasping the situation. It's difficult because these sorts of abstract, when you get into architecture, it very quickly becomes a very like abstract discussion. It's sort of like, do you believe in socialism? Do you believe in capitalism? Capitalism is sort of situation. It all comes down to things like the concrete implementation of the thing, whether or not it's going to be the right choice or the wrong one. And it's very difficult to have those higher level discussions, these more abstract discussions, with the average person, because most people are not very well equipped to have those sorts of holistic discussions, if that makes sense, and still make something useful from it. But when I find myself in these sorts of situations, it really is the case that you're going to have to just accept that to move forward here, you're going to have to resolve the situation. And your personal maturity is going to play a big part here, where you sort of have to accept that unless you are in a position of power, then no, you're not going to get your way. And I've been in situations, guys, where my manager has asked me to basically push back on something towards people and just say, no, we shouldn't do this, we should do that. And I go, cool, come with me. And I tell him, you have given me no authority. You're not giving me like a role or you're not basically saying to all these people that it's my responsibility to make this thing happen the way that I see it. But you are agreeing with me. Therefore, you have to do it. Because I'm not going to say, I'm not going to create a conflict with my coworkers so that you don't have to over an architecture that I know that I don't agree with. And it's the same thing with me. If I create a conflict with my coworkers, all that's going to happen is that there might be resentment, there might be all these sorts of other issues and so forth and so forth. And so it's down to figuring out a way forward. And unfortunately, I'm very sorry to say, and this is why soft skills can be very useful, if you want to win most of those arguments, you have to be fairly informed. You have to have a profile or the responsibility to do these sorts of things. You have to have something that makes people go, ah, actually, Frederick is right, or we should try Frederick's way as opposed to this other way. But in some cases, guys, you can't do that. And then you do this, I suggest that you just do the democratic thing. Because you're never gonna, you're at an impasse, and then kicking it up a level to your manager or asking a coworker to just help you decide democratically which way to go is the way to go. I'm very sorry to say that that is sometimes the case, and I wish we lived in a world where everybody just could have sort of the same level of understanding of these sorts of things, and we could always agree upon like a joint architecture, a joint goal or something like that. But we simply don't live like it's simply not the case. Have a great day.